Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
As we continue with Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, we read in the 5th chapter, the 17th and 18th verses, these words that Jesus spoke to the crowd. He said to them, "Do not think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished." Now, you know this. Jesus was considered by the religious leaders of his day to be a lawbreaker. Or at very least, he was considered a teacher who seemed to be fairly dismissive of Hebrew legal code. Jesus argued with and challenged local scribes and Pharisees who, honestly, they're not bad guys. They were attempting to ensure the purity and the holiness of the Jewish people. Jesus seemed kind of cavalier in his observance of Sabbath. He performed numerous healing miracles and even had his students gather food on the Hebrew day of rest. When Jesus arrived in the temple, you remember that story. There in the center of Jewish faith observance, Jesus took issue with temple administration and practice. He flew into a rage. He began turning over tables of money changers. He drove out anyone who was buying or selling in and around God's house. So to the religious leaders who really were just trying to be faithful, you know, they were people who took seriously the maintaining of the letter of God's law. To them, Jesus appeared to present a challenging and concerning movement that was negatively, or at least they thought negatively, impacting faithful religious observance. Now, not all that dissimilarly, as Christians, we often assume that Jesus was something other than he actually was. We might look at Jesus and think he was the very first Christian, which he wasn't, by the way. We might come to believe that Jesus was the leader of a new and improved form of faith. Or we believe Jesus was remarkably original in his thinking, his teaching, his living of faith. You know, the religious leaders of Jesus' day, and many of us today, often miss the fact that Jesus was not original, nor was he trying to create some new and improved kind of faith. Jesus was Jewish, and his desire was to draw people into deeper connection with the God revealed through the Hebrew people. In fact, so many of Jesus' teachings, many of his prayers, those we may think of as unique or a departure from traditional Hebrew understanding, those teachings and prayers often are either a restatement or a rearticulation of an ancient Jewish scripture or law. For instance, many Christians believe that Jesus reduced the Hebrew law into two basic commands, love God and love neighbor, that all the commandments hang on those two, love of God and love of neighbor. And we hear that and we think Jesus is wildly inventive. But in fact, Jesus was just repeating two brief sections of the law that are found in the Old Testament books of Deuteronomy and Leviticus. See, Jesus was a deeply committed Jew. He knew scripture. He loved God. He understood Hebrew law and was committed to helping people just like us to fulfill that law. Jesus didn't come into the world to abolish that which was old and establish something new. No, Jesus came preaching and teaching in ways that breathed new life and understanding into a rich, ancient, holy faith tradition. Jesus wasn't a lawbreaker. No, what he was an interpreter of faith who was intent to help us learn, to help us grow, to help us obey. So the question I want you to wrestle with today or this week is simply this. I mean, why do you think the religious leaders, who were just trying to preserve the faith and preserve and protect people of faith, why did those folks in Jesus' day misunderstand who Jesus was? And then, why do we misunderstand? And then in terms of a practice you can engage in today or throughout the week, just think of a law or rule today that is put in place for your benefit that you often choose to disregard. Maybe it's a speed limit or a business practice, a classroom expectation, a religious command. Just pick one of those commands or rules that you tend to just kind of push to the side and choose to obey it. Choose to fulfill that rule as a way of honoring Jesus' desire for us to be law abiders. Let's pray. Lord, we often think of you as blazing some kind of new trail and advocating for an improved way of being faithful. And Lord God, perhaps you are encouraging all people toward renewed faithfulness, but you do so grounded in the faith and promises and the history that were established at the foundations of the earth. Lord God, you followed the commands of faith unwaveringly, and the gates of paradise were open to you. Help us. Help us, Lord, to take the laws and commands of faith seriously so that the rule of God is established in us, that we might be a blessing now and on into eternity. In Jesus' name we hope and we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.